WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Police this morning have moved in to clear out another protest encampment at another major American university. This one at New York University. A witness said,
"It was chaotic. It was too much. It was aggressive. It was overly aggressive."
Describing the police response, there have been more than 2,000 people arrested during these on-campus protests across the country. President Biden Thursday said there is a right to protest, but there is no right for vandalism or trespassing. All eyes will be on the April jobs report released this morning by the Labor Department. It could provide clues as to when the Federal Reserve will begin cutting interest rates. Second week of former President Trump's hush money trial concludes today. There has been no ruling from Judge Juan Merchan after Thursday's hearing on four other allegations of Trump violating the gag order. And 88 counties in Texas under disaster declarations because of flooding and rising waters. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
The Wisconsin Attorney General has confirmed that the suspect in a shooting incident outside of a Mount Horeb Middle School was a student in the district and is deceased. During a news conference, the Attorney General explained that the Mount Horeb Area School District locked down after police officers responded to the report of a person with a weapon outside of the middle school. Mount Horeb police officers used deadly force with the male suspect. No other students, staff, or law enforcement were injured in the shooting. According to the school district, the suspect did not get into the middle school on the 900 block of East Garfield Street. According to the Mount Horeb superintendent, students and staff took the day off on Thursday. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be sunny and warmer today. We'll get to around 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind west at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 47. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. A few clouds, isolated shower or thunder shower in the afternoon with a high tomorrow near 70. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
99.7.
Thank you so much for spending your Friday morning with us. We always appreciate it. We hope you are having a great start to your day. But of course, it's Friday. Other than it already being quitting time, what more could we ask for, right? We made it through this week. Here's Invisible Touch. It's Genesis on Max FM.
90s, and more.
Max FM.
So good, you never act the way you should, but I like it, and I know you like it too, the way that I want you, I gotta have you, oh yes I do, I never ever stay out late, you know that I can hardly just to see you, and I know you cannot wait, I wait to see me too, I gotta touch you, cause maybe we'll be at the drive-ins, in the old man's Ford, behind the bushes, I feel like I'm screaming for more. To me. You know I call you on the telephone. I'm only hoping that you're home, so I can hear you when you say those words to me and whisper so softly.
To me, there is poison. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 11 minutes after 7 now. Happy Friday, Finn. Woo! We officially made it to the end of another work week. Yay for the weekend. Now, how did opening night go of Oliver?
Oh, it was a great opening night.
Awesome.
Good crowd, great audience. Opening night done with and over with, and now three more performances. We wrap up on Sunday.
Nice.
And then on Monday, I finally get to relax. Oh, wait. No, wait. I don't, because I'm insane, and I already agreed to do another show, so it's going to be on to the
next
one.
Look at you, you overachiever.
Oh,
you.
I don't know what I'm thinking. But
now, the second one is Shakespeare, too, so that takes a little special something going through that script, because, Shakespearean language is not what we're used to in this day and age. Let's just put it like that. So, and you know, for the Shakespeare enthusiast of the world, you have to get it just right, because they're going to obviously know if something is messed up.
In the whole you can't
production.
Fumble around with Shakespeare. Right. No, you got to get it right.
Right. Yeah, you absolutely do. Now, besides opening night, did you do anything else yesterday? Anything fun and exciting that we should know about?
You know, it was one of those days, because it was so rainy, you know, you have to wait for those proper windows to take the dogs out.
Yes.
Because, yeah, that's no fun. So, yeah, it was a lot of that, trying to figure out when to take them out, when to, you know, play around in the inside and keep them distracted. I'm sure you went through the same thing with little Miss Aspen.
Well, you know, we would go out even with her, because she doesn't really love rain on her head. But what I figured out is it's when it's really raining. She really hates that. So even if you have a few sprinkles, she's willing to go outside. So we would even go outside and do just a real quick maybe block or two. Because I don't really know how you measure that out here at Goose Poop Pond. We don't really have blocks, but that's what I was assuming it was in my head. So we would go outside and we would just kind of nose around and walk around and really let her just stretch her legs. If you let her do that and you let her do a couple rounds of zoomies, she's pretty much okay. She also has to have her cheesy stick and her Kong in order to keep her happy throughout the day. If you do that, you give her a few tummy rubs along the way, there, she's fine. She's like, you know what? I can run from window to window and watch the squirrels play outside, even if I can't be there to chase them. So that's
she doesn't guilt trip you too much then? Throughout the course of the day?
Okay. I mean, she likes to guilt trip anyway, because she doesn't think she ever gets enough love in this world. Aspen is all about getting the love, is what she is all about. And so she doesn't think that anything you do is enough. And so she's enough of a guilt tripper just with that. So it's just ridiculous. Like, she's learned how to close laptop lids with her paws now and everything, where she literally just comes up, stands there, closes the lid, and then looks at you like, hello, did you forget that you have a dog? So then that requires a whole level of pet and love and attention that sometimes you just don't have time to give, but you do anyway, because she's standing there with her adorable little ear. So there you go. I've got some good news yesterday too. My kid called me, which is always fun. He's going to be back in town on Sunday. He's actually going to be interviewing Chris Hovel, who's coming from his parents' home in Adams. So they're going to meet at the station in Baraboo. But that wasn't the good news. I knew that was happening. He got a job over at PBS Milwaukee for the summer.
Oh, awesome.
So he's super, super stoked. Apparently, with the program he's in at Milwaukee Area Technical College, they choose anywhere between 6 to 10 of the transitioning first year into second year students to come in and work at PBS Milwaukee and really just get their hands dirty a little bit, doing all of the behind the scenes type stuff. And so that's what he's going to be doing for a few days out of the week. He's also going to be taking on a new role with Civic. He's been doing a lot of the sports coordinating. Well, it's kind of quiet. Thank you very much, Bucks, for not showing up last night in Indiana. anyway, that'll be a whole topic of conversation Mike Ganger will hit later this morning, because they are officially out of playoffs, done with the season. And I got to think that if Giannis would have been healthy, that would have been a very quick sweep of the Pacers. But at any rate, we'll get into that later this morning. So he's going to be producing a Saturday morning show out of Waukesha now as well. So So his summer calendar is getting pretty full up. He's done with school here in a couple of weeks, and then it is on to Circus Parade Madness. His dad will be executive producing this year, and Max will be basically in charge of the production, simply because he has a class that's called Teaching Co-op. And they have to, besides school-related projects, they have to find, I believe it's 20 hours or more of actual TV production time or media production time. And so he's like, can I do the circus parade? I'd really love to do the circus parade. So Corey's going to hand him the reins, let him kind of help with the interviews that we do for the pre-parade show. produce all of those, edit all of those. He's going to make some graphics and all of that good stuff. So at least for a week, I'll know where the kid is. So he'll be planted in my house working and at the station working as well. So his summer's pretty much full up already. I was like, I don't know what you think you're going to do for the rest of the summer, because it sounds like your schedule's
he's gonna
pretty
be busy.
Full.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty full. And then he'll start back at school like mid-August already. So when you start looking at the calendar in that respect, like I never want to, you know, wish time away, but I was like, yeah, you're pretty full up for the summer. Look at you go. So
congratulations to Max.
Yeah,
look
he's
at
excited.
Him. What a
I know.
Mover and a shaker already. He's on his way up. That's awesome.
I'm so proud of that kid. I'm so stinking proud of that kid. We were talking about it last night in the house, Dexter and myself, because Corey is still in Racine. I think, I don't know. He's been between Waukesha and Racine. I don't really know where he ended up at the end of this week. I haven't really talked to him at all. I think I've had literally 2 5-minute conversations with him since Monday. Few text messages here and there, but then when he gets busy, he forgets to respond back, so then I never get a full answer. But that, again, that's a whole nother story for another day. I was telling Dexter about it, and he goes, wow, he goes, look at bro go. And I was like, could you just be like a little excited for him for 5 seconds? He's like, this is my excited face. Can't you see it?
sibling love. It's so nice.
I was like, wow, what does he have to do? He's like, when he's in charge of the Bucks production, then we'll talk. I was like, all right, that impresses
you.
Okay. We got something to look forward to down the road. So I got to tell you, last night, it was a pretty mundane day out here at Goose Poop Pond, of course, with the weather and all of that good stuff. So last night, I decided I was going to sit down and watch the new Anne Hathaway movie, The Idea of You. Okay. This is only being streamed on Prime, and it's your typical romance novel turned into rom-com, right? But I love Anne Hathaway. I've loved her since Princess Diaries way back when. I think she's phenomenal. She's one of those current actresses who I think brings a little bit more grace back to Hollywood, but in a more 2020-ish kind of
version.
Way, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's just that kind of person. I love that she keeps her private life very private. You've never seen photos of her children. You very rarely see her and her husband together on the red carpet, mainly because they like to keep that part of their life completely out of the limelight. So I am a big Anne Hathaway fan. Now, here's what I'm going to say. If you love rom-coms, you're probably going to adore this movie. I've actually read the book. It was several years ago now, but it's a great book and very different than what they portray in the movie.
What's it called again?
It's called The Idea of You, and the book is by Robin Lee. And like I said, I shouldn't say it's vastly different than the book. There's just some things that they obviously had to do to take, you know, some privileges for the big
took
screen,
some
right?
Yeah,
absolutely, as most movies based on books do. Here is the thing that I'm going to say about this. I don't know if this is the type of movie, why this was so important to me. But as I was watching this movie, it's about this 40-year-old mom. With a daughter in high school, and I don't want to give too much away because if you're going to watch it, there's a few elements of surprise, who basically goes to Coachella by mistake because her ex-husband can't take the daughter and her friends, meets this boy band member who's literally half her age, and falls in love with him, right? And then it's dealing with all of the paparazzi and life and all of the turmoil that comes with that, how they're navigating. Well, they genuinely fall in love. Now, way back in the day, if you know anything about this book, there's a lot of people who thought it was based on Harry Styles from One Direction, because this is something that kind of happened to him. He fell in love with, or started dating, I should say. It's Harry Styles. Does he really fall in love? He met this older woman who he's been notoriously known to date, a lot of older women out of Hollywood and not out of the Hollywood scene. She was a gallery owner, which Anne Hathaway's character is, and there's a lot of people who thought it was loosely based on his character. There's a lot of similarities between the character in the movie, not so much the book, by the way, but the characters in the movie and Harry Styles. So if you know you were ever a One Direction fan, a little background there. Here's the thing. As I was watching this movie, it became more and more important to me as I watched it, only because this is a mom who is completely immersed in her life, right? Raising a daughter, going through a divorce a few years prior, just really trying to find herself as her daughter's getting ready to, you know, be a senior in high school and leave for college and all of that kind of stuff. Now, here's what I thought as I was watching it. I'm like, you go, Anne Hathaway, because look at her. I mean, she is incredibly gorgeous. But at the same time, I was like, look at her getting her life back and trying to find this new path in life. And it was just one of those movies that really spoke to me in that way. Now, I'm not saying I'm going to go find a boy band member at any point in time. However,
careful, you're going to that New Kids on the Block
right?
show later this year.
I know. I think they're all married, but that's okay. That's all right. But you know, here's the thing. It really just spoke to me in that respect. And so if you're a mom and you love a good rom-com, I would encourage you to watch this because it's basically one of those movies about kind of finding yourself disguised in a rom-com. And I can appreciate that every single time. I mean, I've talked about it here on the morning show. I'm at a point in life where I've been a mom for a really long time. I've been a stay-at-home mom for a really long time. We've homeschooled our kids all the way through. And now my kids are on the verge of not being around. And so I'm at this point in life where I'm like, what do I do with myself now? And that was kind of the way Anne Hathaway's character was to a certain degree in the movie. So anyway, if you love a good rom-com, I don't know if the dudes out there are going to love this one so much. But ladies, you know, this would be a good girls' night movie. Maybe just, you know, once the kids go to bed, nice glass of wine, enjoying the movie by yourself kind of thing, if you're given that kind of privilege in life and that kind of time in life. Because it really truly is about, you know, just trying to find out who you are and becoming the person that you really want to be.
Kind of an eat, pray, love kind of thing, right?
A little bit. And like I said, if Anne Hathaway's in it, I'm always going to be a sucker to watch it because I do love her. And her male counterpart is an actor by the name of Nicholas Galitzine. And he is an English actor and he was brilliant in the role of, his name is Hayes Campbell in this particular movie, the boy band member. And really great chemistry between him and Anne Hathaway. And I'm not saying this is going to be an Academy Award winning movie by any means.
Sure.
But it is one of those movies that I think a lot of the ladies out there will truly enjoy.
It
just gives you the idea that there is life after everything that you do as a mom and a wife and all of that kind of stuff. And that's I think truly the underlying message that you should get out of it. But that's what I got out of it. So enjoy it. Cool. If you're going to watch it, it's on Amazon Prime. So if you and it's free if you're a Prime member, so you're not paying anything extra if you're a Prime member to watch that one. So check it out if you just need a good girls' night.
For sure. You know what? I didn't get a chance to mention this to you, but on the flight back from Ireland, which was a long flight, of course, I finally broke down and I finally watched, Bohemian Rhapsody.
So that
movie's what? At least what, 3-4 years old now?
I think you're right. Yeah. It is. But if you're a Freddie Mercury purist, it's a little hard to be like, ooh, I'm very excited about this, right? Because Freddie Mercury was an enigma. So you want to live with that.
Yeah, I'm a Queen purist. So, you know, I love the band, the music, grew up with it, you know. Now, because there were so many people when it was first released, they were telling me, oh, you've got to see this. You've got to. It's so amazing. And you know, Rami does amazing. And it's so phenomenal.
Won an Oscar for his performance. Yes.
So now I'm going to be quite honest about it. I'm not a big fan of the biopics. I don't understand how you can just tell a story of an entire lifetime within 2 hours or 2.5 hours. Okay.
Right. Agreed.
So what I'm going to say about Bohemian Rhapsody is I thought it was entertaining. I was entertained while watching it because I know enough about Queen that I enjoyed watching it. I enjoyed the performances. I thought the guy that played Brian May was spot on.
Yes.
I thought he nailed it. I thought Rami did a good job with what he was given.
Right.
It was difficult for me, though, to deal with some of the inaccuracies as far as the history of the band.
Right.
For instance, they get into the studio, and this is supposed to be 1980, and they get into the studio, and Freddie's late getting to the studio, okay? Mm-hmm. And Brian's there with Roger and John, and he's talking about how he wants to write a song that the audience can sing along with, and it's We Will Rock You, okay?
Right.
But it's 1980, and right. that song was composed 3 years prior to 1980. So I had a hard time just kind of not putting too much attention to the details.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
I was entertained. I was, and I do not regret watching the movie. I thought the guy that played Roger Taylor, I didn't think was great. I thought Roger Taylor kind of got the short end of the stick as far as the movie was going.
We thought when we were watching it. Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, the Live Aid performance, yeah, they totally nailed it. They got it down, you know.
There were certain elements that were, and I agree with you, there were certain elements that were great about the movie, and then there were others that you were like, eh, but that's a typical biopic to me.
Exactly.
Right? That's a typical biopic. So what we appreciated about it is if you look back past the typical stuff that you'll find in some sort of biopic type movie, they did a fairly good job, I thought, as far as portraying the actors portraying the band members. Like you said, there were a few shortcomings. I just thought that Rami Malek, he is also a favorite of mine in Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
And what I love about Rami Malek is he doesn't just take every role that he's offered, right?
Yeah.
He's pretty selective about what he does in Hollywood. And so the fact that he went on this 6 month basically sabbatical just becoming Freddie Mercury is a little impressive, because I thought there's not very many people that can be Freddie Mercury, right? And I'm not saying Rami Malek was even, you know, a tenth of what Freddie Mercury was.
It was supposed to be Sacha Baron Cohen before it was Rami Malek. Yeah.
As far as the portrayal of who Freddie Mercury was as a person on stage, off stage, and after everything about his life came to public light, I thought Rami Malek ended up being just the right choice for the role. I can't imagine now, after seeing him in that role, any other of the actors that we know were kind of, you know, considered for that role doing it, because I thought he just really became Freddie Mercury. And he's talked about how he really had to become Freddie Mercury. I mean, he's talked about in interviews, if you're going to play Freddie Mercury, you have to become Freddie Mercury, because he was such a giant personality. So I can appreciate that. But no, I totally agree with you. I'm glad you did enjoy it, though, because I know that that was a harder one for you to watch just because of your love for Queen and how much you know about the band. And we're huge Queen fans as well. So we went into it with trying to have an open mind when we saw it, just because, you know, of everything we also know about music and the band and some of the background.
Sometimes
stuff.
It's just hard. It's hard to detach from what it is you know. And I think I'll face probably a similar problem when Sam Mendes releases his Beatles biopic thing, you know?
Yeah.
Because he'll have four different actors playing John, Paul, George, and Ringo.
Yep.
And they're going to be told from their perspectives, each band member's perspective. And I respect Sam Mendes as a director. I think he's fantastic, you know?
Yep.
But biopics, just not my, you know, the Johnny Cash biopic, no. And I love Joaquin. I think Joaquin's a great actor.
Sure.
But, you know, a biopic for me is Walk Hard with John C. Reilly, because they make fun of all those things that are usually done in biopics.
Yes, but absolutely. Or just do a documentary about that the person,
That I would love to see.
Yeah, just
I would
do a
love
documentary.
To see that.
Yeah. Absolutely. I totally can agree with that. But I didn't think the Bohemian Rhapsody one was as horrible as it could have been, because there's a lot of directions they could have.
Yeah.
There's a lot of directions they could have went with that one, just because of what we know about Freddie Mercury and his life and the angst that the band went through for a while there. So there's a lot of directions that one could have went. But I respected the producers, the directors, the cast, for obviously taking dramatic liberties for on-screen entertainment, but trying to stay as true to the story as they absolutely could at the same time. Because let's face it, sometimes those stories are not all that exciting in certain parts, and they got to keep the audience riveted for what it turns out now like 4 hours, because that's how long movies are.
That's usually how long they are. Yeah.
Right.
And again, so, it was entertaining.
Yes.
It was absolutely much more entertaining for me than the Elton John movie, Rocket Man.
I
shut that off like within the first 10, 15 minutes. It was just too out there for me.
We watched the whole thing, but it was not one of my favorites. It was not, definitely not one of my favorites. You know, and I'm not naive. I know that there was a lot behind the scenes with Elton John too.
Right.
I mean, he's pretty open about his past. He will in interviews and things and books, he's been pretty open about things that he has done in his younger days, right? And so I guess I'd rather hear him tell that story than see it in a biopic type thing.
Yeah, agreed.
But at any rate, there you go. A couple movie reviews this morning, just in case you need something to do this weekend, right? Taking a look at our forecast right now. Well, today you're definitely not going to want to do the movie scene. You're going to want to be outside to enjoy this weather as much as absolutely possible, because it is gorgeous. Already a great start to the day. Sunny and warmer, 71 today. Clear tonight, down to 47. Tomorrow, some sun in the morning. We could see a few clouds, maybe even an isolated shower or thunder shower in the afternoon. A high near 70. Right now, it is 49.
This is the Sauk County Public Health Minute, brought to you by Back Road Baraboo Motors.
I'm here with Kate, a health educator with Public Health Sauk County, who coordinates the Sauk County Partnership for Prevention, which is a community coalition that works to prevent youth use of alcohol and tobacco. So Kate, with graduation and summer celebrations coming up, what should we know about underage alcohol use?
Science tells us that human brains develop until about age 25. That's why the earlier people drink alcohol, the more likely they are to have problems with alcohol as adults, and the more damage they can do to key parts of their brain, including those areas responsible for memory, learning, and mood. Our coalition wants to remind adults that it is illegal to provide alcohol or a place to drink for young people under 21 who are not your own children. Visit our website, p4psoc.org, for more safe party tips.
That's a great reminder for everyone in our communities.
Yeah, our coalition welcomes everyone to join us. Our monthly meetings are where we take action to support healthy and supportive communities.
This has been the Sauk County Public Health Minute, brought to you by Back Road Baraboo Motors.
Whether you're shopping new or pre-owned, we've got something that's just right for you at Backroad Baraboo Motors. Plus, with Baraboo to You, you'll get free shipping up to 100 miles and a 20-day, 500-mile vehicle exchange policy. And our top-notch Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram certified service team is here to help with all your maintenance needs. Follow us on Facebook at Backroad Baraboo and shop Baraboomotors.com. Then come see us to experience just how easy car buying should be.
You can create beautiful memories with custom fit 14 karat gold or sterling silver permanent jewelry. At Love Lash and Weld, you can create unique jewelry by choosing sparkling chains and charms for necklaces, bracelets, rings, anklets, and more. For Mother's Day, birthdays, or any special occasion, trust Love Lash and Weld of Baraboo to help you put together the perfect gift. Ask about a permanent jewelry party to enjoy with friends. Call 608-477-833 to book an appointment today.
One, two, three. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving. Max
FM. 7:35 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And hey, happy Friday. We love being able to say that. It is going to be a great weekend, and we're starting off with some beautiful weather today. I love all the sunshine. Look at my weeds in the backyard grow. Here's Peter Gabriel on Max FM. Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:39 right now. And Finn, you know, as long as we were talking about some entertainment, you know, between The Idea of You, the movie I watched last night, the new one on Prime with Anne Hathaway, we were mentioning Bohemian Rhapsody, which you watched on the flight home from Ireland. I want your lovely wife to know that the next installment of This Is It with Sarah Jessica Parker, Cynthia Nixon, Kristen Davis, they just started recording new episodes. Yes, like
oh,
this
I know
week.
She'll be ecstatic
this
about
week.
That.
So yeah. Isn't that what it's called? I don't know. It's the spin-off
and just
of
like
sex.
That. I
there
think
we
is
go.
What it's called. There we go.
Like
yeah.
I tiptoe around that one all the time because it's not like one of my favorite shows. But when they release a new one, I'll be like, eh. On a Saturday morning, while I'm waiting for everybody else to get up, I'll be like, eh, all right, I'll watch it. So I never really know what it's called. So I'm not a diehard fan like some
she'll
people
be
out there.
Happy. Yeah. But yes. Do you have those shows where your significant other watches and you have absolutely no idea what it is
yes.
that interests them? You
yes.
know, why they are so riveted?
Yes.
Know.
Picard. I mean, I don't even have to think about it. I'm like, seriously, this is where yeah. we're going with this. Okay, all right. Star Trek in general is one that I just really don't understand at all, but and that's fine. That's fine. I'll just sit over here and do some online shopping because that's your penance if you're going to make me watch.
Well, there has to be a similar one for him that
you
watch.
Oh, I'm sure there is. Oh, yeah. He gets so tired of all the crime dramas. He gets so tired of those. So he's a good sport. So he does. But it's funny, though, because I don't ask any questions during the Star Trek stuff because uh-huh. I just don't care. But then when I'm watching a crime drama, he'll be like, now, who's this? Where did this person come from? I'll be like, uh-huh, yeah, yep. You tell me that you don't actually care about this stuff. We'll see who's right.
I caught you watching and paying
exactly.
attention.
Yeah, exactly. So he always likes to pretend that those shows are dumb to him, but they're really yeah. not. They're not. So on Sunday, if there's not enough going on for you this weekend, we are going to celebrate Cinco de Mayo. And most people love this holiday just so they can have a whole lot of margaritas and daiquiris without knowing what they're actually celebrating. They
nothing
also love
wrong
to.
With that.
There's yeah. nothing wrong with it. Whole lot of nachos, tacos usually involved for a lot of people as well. But here are some things that you should know going into your Cinco de Mayo celebration, no matter what you're doing for Cinco de Mayo, okay? This is not Mexican Independence Day. According to a poll, 60% of Americans don't know why we celebrate Cinco de Mayo, and most think it's because it's Mexican Independence Day. It's not. That's actually celebrated on September 16th. Cinco de Mayo actually celebrates a victory over France. It celebrates Mexico's victory over the French at the Battle of Puebla in 1862. Now, this is not a huge deal in Mexico like it is here in the United States. May 5th is not a widely celebrated holiday in Mexico. In fact, Mexican Independence Day in September and the Day of the Dead around Halloween are much bigger holidays if you happen to be in Mexico. Now, it's popular in the United States thanks to, in part, to beer marketing. Duh, we do love our beer. Yeah. In the 1980s, Anheuser-Busch, Miller & Coors made a push to spin Cinco de Mayo as a Mexican St. Patrick's Day in order to sell more beer. Apparently, they felt like there was a little slump at some point in the year, so they're like, ooh, how can we make this better? And they came up with Cinco de Mayo. Now, the top ways that we plan on celebrating on Sunday include eating Mexican food, never anything wrong with that, drinking margaritas and beer, also nothing wrong with that, and also celebrating Mexican culture, also nothing wrong with that. So, no matter how you're celebrating, if you plan to have a lot of margaritas and daiquiris, here's your little PSA, do it safely, have a designated driver, but don't be afraid to partake, and just watch how much tequila they're putting in your drink, because it can get really strong really fast. When it tastes like Kool-Aid, but it's mixed with a whole lot of adult beverage, that's when we start having our issues.
Yeah. But, thinking about the other side of it too, you don't want them too weak either.
This is true. This is true. You don't want just all Kool-Aid out there. I totally understand it, but I understand why people get in have some problems on Cinco de Mayo.
Agreed.
Because they taste so darn good. You're like, oh, it's just like a fruit smoothie. No. This is way more than a fruit smoothie, let me tell you. So just be careful. Have your designated driver and eat plenty of those tacos to balance everything out on Sunday as well. Lots of ways, even locally, for you to celebrate. All you have to do is go to baraboo.com and check out the calendar of events. Ben Bromley joined us yesterday for Weekends Are Best. We talked about the Jose's car cruise that's going to take place on Sunday. And then there's also a big celebration over at Las Milpas as well. So plenty of ways to get out there and celebrate, even if you think it's Mexican Independence.
That's just enjoy and be safe. Yeah.
History has never treated a lot of us in the United States well. So why would we start now? That's for sure. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at our forecast, Ben. It's going to be beautiful today. My goodness. Get outside and enjoy the sunshine. It is just, it is full sun right now. There is not a cloud in the sky out here at Goose Poo Pond. It's gorgeous. And then tomorrow, we're going to start out things being a little sunny, and then we do have a chance for some showers and some thunderstorms by the afternoon. But Sean Cable's going to tell you about that in just a moment. Mike Ganger's also going to update you on sports next here on Max FM.
Good morning and welcome to the Gavin Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. We have several auctions next week, including on Tuesday, we have a live on-site button auction. It's at our auction facility in Reedsburg. We're starting at 11 a.m. Then on Wednesday, we have an antique and collectible online-only auction ending at 10 a.m. There's a preview at the auction site in Baraboo on Tuesday from 11 to 1. That catalog is open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. On Thursday is the Dwayne McGowan Farm Retirement online-only auction. Features a full line of very well-maintained farm machinery, including a John Deere 4455 tractor with only 1,200 actual hours on it. That's a one-owner tractor, a very rare tractor that the catalog is open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. There's a preview of that auction on Wednesday from 11 to 1, as well as the auction ending on Thursday at 10 a.m. Friday is our drop-off day for our May consignment auction. Check all our website for more details. And remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Absolute jam-packed day all around the area for Baraboo. It's going to be the boys' tennis team hosting Stoughton at 4:15. Track and field will be in Madison for an invite. Stevens Point, Monona Grove, and many of the area Madison schools joining Baraboo for that one. 4:30 is the start time for it. Chalkberry baseball will host the T-Bird tonight at 5:45 over at Chuck Hall Memorial Field. Softball is going to be at Portage tonight, 5:45 start time for it. It's going to be senior night for the Warriors. And also for Baraboo soccer, the girls will be in action a little earlier at 4 p.m. They're going to be at Toma for that one. It'll be pretty quiet tomorrow with prom coming up for the Thunderbirds. Reedsburg golfers will take part in a big invite over at Portage Country Club. Brock Purdy will be a part of that as well, along with Wisconsin Dells, Columbus, Beaver Dam, and many other teams from all around the area. 9 a.m. is the start time for it. Reedsburg track will be at an invite at Stoughton High School today at 4. Tennis is going to be hosting Central. Baseball will be at home against Mount Horeb. Softball hosts Sauk Prairie tonight at 5. And in addition to those events already mentioned for the Eagles, their track and field team is going to be at Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School for an invite. And lacrosse is going to be hosting Edgewood. And then finally for Portage, in addition to hosting that golf invitational, baseball is going to also welcome McFarland tonight at 5 o'clock. And soccer is going to be at Wisconsin Heights at 6. Again, a very busy day today. And for some of the schools, pretty busy day tomorrow as well. Check out the schedules for all the details. Bucks season comes to an end last night as the Pacers get the better of the Bucks on the road. 120-98, the final. Damian Lillard was able to give it a go in this game. He finished with 28 points. Bobby Portis and Brooke Lopez with 20 apiece. Obviously a struggle of a series, losing Lillard in the second game and then not having Giannis for any part of it. But the season does indeed come to an end for the Bucks. Pacers will advance on. They'll be squaring off with the Knicks after New York was able to end the season for Philadelphia this past evening as well. Brewers had the day off yesterday. They'll be in Chicago to start a three-game set against the Cubs. 120 is going to be the first pitch this afternoon. Joe Ross gets the go for the crew. Hayden Wesnicki will be countering for the Cubs. Both teams come in with 19 wins for the season. The Brewers have 11 losses, the Cubs with 13. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be sunny and warmer today. We'll get to around 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind west at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 47. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. A few clouds, isolated shower or thundershower in the afternoon with a high tomorrow near 70. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
99.7.
7:49 right now. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up next. If you're celebrating today or over the weekend, or maybe know somebody who is, make sure you text us this morning on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line. 355-9970. It's Hall & Oates now. I can't go for that. No can do. 99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 7:52 right now. And Finn, it was fruit salad moment for Aspie there during Hall & Oates. And yeah, she loves her fruit salad. We share fruit in the morning. And I have to give it to her through her kennel or she just cannot relax until she gets a blueberry and part of a banana. And we had a blueberry down. I dropped it outside of her kennel and it rolled away. And I literally tears and crying and pawing at the door. And I was like, I'm right here, I'm gonna get you the blueberry, like it's okay. And then I picked it up and she knew it was coming towards her little mouth and her tail started away. All was good in her world. I mean, really, honestly, being a dog is pretty darn cool though, right? Because that's the biggest concern that you have during the day right there is when you're gonna get fed, who's gonna let you outside, and if your blueberry rolls away.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great if that's all you had to worry about?
I wish those were the things that got me all riled up on a daily basis is my blueberry rolling away. Now, on this Friday, we do have some celebrating to do with our birthday list. And of course, it's the big weekend one. So as we jump through, as we go through this list, and I should say before we jump in or whatever I was going to say, their words are not coming to me right now. You can text us if you're celebrating a birthday or an anniversary or know somebody who is. That number again, 355-9970. So let's get started with this list here this morning. Shameik Moore, who plays Miles Morales in the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse movies, is celebrating his 29th birthday. We have Alexander Gould on the list as well, Finn. He's Nemo in Finding Nemo. He also grew up to play Shane Botwin on Showtime's Weeds. He is celebrating his 30th birthday this weekend. Who else do we have on this list? We have Hannah Davis, who is a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model. She married Derek Jeter. They have two adorable kids together. She is celebrating her 34th birthday. Adele is celebrating a birthday. Now, Adele, it feels like Adele has been around for 190 years, doesn't it? She's only 36 this weekend, which is absolutely crazy. I mean, yeah, because it feels like we've been talking about Adele for so many years. Rolling in the Deep, Hello, and Skyfall, but it also tells you how big her career has been and how many big hits she's had that it feels like we've been talking about her for so long because we're always talking about Adele in some capacity.
So talented.
Very I love talented. Adele. I love Adele. And I just love her off of the stage as well. She's just got a fun, quirky sense of humor and personality, right? And I can totally appreciate that. She doesn't take herself too seriously. I mean, once she went through that divorce and, you know, really kind of had to figure out life at being a really young mom, she, you know, she's done okay for herself. Let's put it like that. But yeah. I can appreciate the fact that she can sit down on an interview couch and talk about some of the good things that she's been through, some of the bad things, and realize that it's why she is where she's at. All of those experiences have added up in some way. Clementeef, who plays Mantis in Avengers Endgame, Infinity War, also the Guardians of the Galaxy movies. Now she's Paris in Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning and its upcoming sequel. She is celebrating her 38th birthday this weekend. Cheryl Burke, who we know best from Dancing with the Stars. She helped Drew Lachey and Emmett Smith win the second and third seasons. And then she also admitted to having some sort of fling with Chad Ochocinco during season 10. She's celebrating her 40th birthday. Henry Cavill, who is on The Witcher, he was also on Sherlock, on Enola Holmes, and also Superman in the DC Universe. He's celebrating his 41st birthday this weekend.
He had been in the running to be the next James Bond, but it doesn't seem like that's going to happen now.
No, it seems like Aaron Taylor Johnson, is probably going to be the next James Bond. Rebecca Hall, who is Kong expert Dr. Eileen Andrews in Godzilla versus Kong. She was also the scientist who creates Extremis in Iron Man 3, Johnny Depp's wife in Transcendence, and she played Vicky in Vicky Cristina Barcelona. She is celebrating her 42nd birthday. Danielle Fishel, who is Topanga from Boy Meets World and Girl Meets World, is celebrating her 43rd birthday this weekend. I always loved Topanga. She was just the best. Vincent Kartheiser? That's how I'm going to say it this morning. He was Pete Campbell on Mad Men. I should probably know that better than I do. It was also Jonathan Crane, aka the Scarecrow on DC's Titans. He is 45 years old this weekend. Lance Bass, who is a member of NSYNC, is celebrating a birthday. He is 45 years old. Now, here's a fun little fact for everybody. He actually went to Daniel Fishel Senior Prom prom with her. So there you go.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yes, yes.
All world.
They were friends, and that was her date for prom. So you're right, a bit of a small world there. Not really in the celebrity dumb of things. I think they all have at least run into each other at some point somewhere, right? Yeah. Erin Andrews, former Dancing with the Stars co-host, and of course, you know her best on Fox Sports. She's the lead NFL sideline reporter. She is celebrating her 46th birthday this weekend. Dulé Hill is celebrating as well. He was Gus on Psych, Alex on Suits, Larry on Ballers, and he used to be presidential aide Charlie Young on the West Wing. He is 49. Tina Yethers is celebrating a birthday this weekend. Of course, we know her best from Family Ties. She is celebrating her 51st birthday. 51 years old for Tina Yethers. I was just watching some episodes of Family Ties this weekend on streaming, so that doesn't seem like a reality when you go from watching her as 10-year-old little Tina Yethers to 51-year-old Tina Yethers.
How does it hold up? Does it still hold up? Or,
yeah. I think so. Yeah. I think it's still an amazing show. So I'll always be a little biased, though. I liked Alex P. Keaton, so yeah. He was always one of my favorite TV characters. Amy Ryan, who is Holly Flax on The Office, is celebrating her 56th birthday. We also have Will Arnett on the list, Finn. He was Batman in the Lego movies and also Job on Arrested Development. He's also got two other Netflix shows. He's Chip on Flaked and the star of BoJack Horseman. He is 54. Anna Gasteyer, who was the first SNL cast member to ever be pregnant while on the show. Tina Fey happened to be second. Anna is celebrating her 57th birthday. I always thought she was very funny and talented. Yeah. Yeah. I thought she was great. Brian Williams, former NBC Nightly News anchor and host of MSNBC's The 11th Hour. His daughter is Allison Williams, probably best known for her role in the very naughty show Girls that was on HBO. Anyway, he is 65. Britney's mom, Lynn Spears, is 69 years old this weekend. Christopher Cross is celebrating a birthday today, this weekend as well. A genius behind some of the